And it's a coach home, but it's a Scottish coach home this week, and international breaks allow us, as usual, to get north of the border and to see what is going on there. And it's a very interesting Scottish Premier League, maybe a bit too interesting for my first guest there, which is Kevin from the Celtic State of Mind. And I mean, Kevin, you must, you know, hark back to the days where you'd be running away with it by now. It's tougher for Celtic this season, sixth in the table, but obviously only tells part of the story. So you tell us a little bit more about how Celtic have been going this year.
We are where we deserve to be, basically, with the shambles that we've been since Neil Lennon left us in February this year. I mean, it took us over 110 days to appoint a manager. We appointed a new CEO who only lasted 72 days. And we appointed Ange Postecoglou, who, no matter how we try to dress it up, John, is a panic appointment. I mean, we done a dance with Eddie Howe for 4 months. Like, and he was meant to be getting announced on the Friday, and he pulled out on the Thursday, and it completely put the club into chaos. And before we know it, the board have pulled Ange Postecoglou's name out the hat. Next thing we know, he's 10 days in quarantine and he's a Celtic manager. Eh? I feel very sorry for Ange Postecoglou. I really do. He's walked into the wrong movie, and it's... He's not been fully backed as well by the PLC. You can even tell that the PLC see it as maybe a temporary measure. He hasn't been allowed to bring in his backroom staff. We still haven't got any head of coaching. We only last week appointed a head of sports science who left 6 months ago. Where for a club who claims to be an elite football club or have ambitions to be a Champions League football club, we're an utter shambles. And... yes, so that's where we are. So Postecoglou's on the pitch woes. I mean, there's loads of other things going on in the background. During the summer, 15 players left. The majority of them are players who have been stalwarts over the last 4 or 5 seasons, and we've brought 12 players in who are untried and untested. Postecoglou as well is trying to implement a new sort of high pressing attacking game of football, where at the moment we just haven't got the players to do it consistently enough, especially at the Europa League level. And we've been hit with injuries as well, and it's just stuff. We are where we deserve to be. We're only 8 games into the season. For me, I'm hoping by the time we get to January, maybe another January transfer window, and we're still in touch to make a tilt for the league title, I'll be more than happy with that, John.